Friday, everybody. It's Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. What a great day it's gonna be.
Except for the rain in the middle of the day.
That's
but
fine.
We on the whole, it's pretty good.
So, we've got some news effective this morning. Governor Tim Walz will use his executive power to remove the statewide mask mandate in the state.
Oh, good. I thought I had to choose between the CDC and him.
Nope.
Okay.
It is the CDC that is saying this, and he's kind of going along with it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a surprising announcement yesterday when President Biden came out and addressed everybody and said, if you're fully vaccinated, in most cases, you can ditch the masks, indoor, outdoor, social distancing, all of that stuff. They had some exceptions, planes, trains, automobiles, things like that. But then Governor Walz comes out at 6 o'clock last night and essentially says the same thing. But then this morning, I go to KSDP.com because I work for them. And they have an article that says, breaking with Governor Walz, Minneapolis-St. Paul mayors keep mask mandates in place. So, Dawn, some people will have to decide between Walz and Mayor Fry, Mayor Carter. They've said for our cities. And here's what it seems like is happening. I think the announcement took some people off guard yesterday. And they were largely excited. And also a measurable amount of confusion was there, too. And so now individual places, places of business, even where we work, places like Target, Home Depot, Walmart, all that, they are like continuing to keep their mask policy in place until they get some more clarity on the new guidelines. Because it felt like, I guess, whatever came out yesterday wasn't quite as detailed to give you a real assurance. Because even with Governor Walz ending the mandate, just a week prior, or was it 2 weeks prior, he had set the target of 70% of Minnesotans with one vaccination, as long as they, if they had a two-shot thing, as long as they were halfway home, that was our target number. But then what President Biden said yesterday was that if you are fully vaccinated, meaning 2 weeks outside of your second shot, if you're on a two-shot dose. But then, can I add one more wrinkle?
Yeah. Can we stop you?
No. What a, you could understand, if I think, if I know these numbers correctly, doesn't Johnson & Johnson have the lowest efficacy rate of all three of them? And so I think that a Pfizer, I think that Pfizer, after your first shot, 2 weeks after when you are then 80%, I feel like a one shot of Pfizer has a higher efficacy rate than the single shot Johnson & Johnson.
Sure.
So people were taking Pfizer like, I'm already doing better than the Johnson & Johnson people, and so I want to take my mask off now. Could get a little weird.
Yeah, there are going to be some issues that come up. Like, I'm worried about all the Karens who are going to be like, I don't have to wear a mask in this place. You know, the CDC says, but they have the right to... You know, you're not allowed in here unless you're wearing sunglasses. Whatever they want to do. It's a, if it's a privately owned business, right? Yeah.
Sure.
No shoot. No shoes, no service.
Right.
Yeah, I've been turned away once or twice because of that. I would imagine most retailers, I would think, within the next 7 days are going to get in line with this and just have a little more time to understand it. Because I don't know how much higher the vaccination rates are going to go. Those who haven't been, I don't know if it's a, I can't find a vaccination.
Well,
it's,
here,
I don't want to get vaccinated.
Right. Here it's 50.5% of our population is vaccinated.
Fully vaccinated.
Yes.
And now, then, but 61%, at least halfway home?
Is, 16 plus. Has had at least one dose. But here's the thing. Of course, people who aren't vaccinated... They're still going to go mask free. And how are we to know whether or not that person is fully vaccinated or not? Are we going to start like doing
asking
tattoos
them?
On our wrists or something?
Uh-oh, right.
That's you know? Like Revelations.
There we go. Mark of the Beast. Uh-oh.
Right.
Yeah. And we heard about this.
There is a caveat to the CDC guidelines because it still recommends people, even fully vaccinated people, mask up when you go to a doctor, to a hospital, to a nursing home. To a prison, a jail, a homeless center, or shelter, rather, and when flying and when using public transportation. So it does get a little, the waters are a little muddied.
I mean, look, I'm excited for it. I feel like it's largely, it's good news. And I think everybody is ready to be done with masks. Everybody's follow up to that is just, some people just want to be done with masks, full stop, period. Other people are like, yes, but as long as I'm vaccinated or as long as I know the other folks are vaccinated. But we are at the point where you need to offer an incentive for people who have been vaccinated. You know,
and so like they're doing in Ohio. They're giving away, aren't they giving away $3 million. They're giving away $1 million, I think, to 3 or 5 people who have been fully vaccinated.
Yeah, you're in the lottery.
Yeah, that's kind of a nice little incentive.
Well, now that's a really nice incentive. But I mean, even just the incentive of, if you're vaccinated, I understand that you then want to ditch a mask because you're safe. You're as safe as science can get you at this point. And so the incentive of just, now you can ditch your mask. And then, frankly, we're going to get to a point where folks who have chosen not to get vaccinated, cool. You walk around without your mask. That's great. People who have been vaccinated will walk around without their mask. And if anyone's going to get impacted, it's now a significantly smaller portion of the population
who sort of welcomed
that risk and knew that it was a risk of theirs. And then folks who have been vaccinated can take their masks off and, you know, shop at Target.
Right. All right, one more quick thing while we're at the Capitol, so to speak. The Minnesota House of Representatives has approved a measure to legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh.
But
hold on, go back.
Say it slower.
In a historic vote,
yes,
the Minnesota House has approved a measure to legalize recreational marijuana. However, it's pretty much dead on arrival in the Senate.
Thanks, Senate.
Right? So back to the old drawing board on that one. Okay, bye-bye now.
I have never smoked marijuana. Never even taken a hit. That being said, it feels like if alcohol is legal, and all of the bad things that can come with the abuse of alcohol.
Mm-hmm. And that you can die from it.
Yes. Drunk driving.
You can't die from pot.
Domestic abuses. I don't know.
I don't know, guys.
I don't know.
Let me
go.
Know.
I got to go. I got to go.
Yeah, we got to go. All right. Do you want to come back with some things that make you go, huh?
Yeah. I found something out about Jack Nicholson that happened to him when he was 37.
Mm.
I had no idea about this. I'm sure a lot of you will be like, well, of course. And others will be like, what the heck?
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what he learned when he was my age. Mm-hmm. That when we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, big shout out to our friends at Chill Boys for sponsoring our podcast.
Yes, Chill Boys is local. They make really comfortable and cooling men's underwear. The fabric is breathable and flexible because it's made from bamboo with a little smidge of spandex. And you could get a great deal right now on your first purchase.
Yeah, you go to chillboys.com and then use the promo code MYTALK when you're there. What will await you besides a great deal? How about the most comfortable fabric that you will ever put over your nether regions? You need to believe me when I tell you that because it's true. I've tried all sorts of different kinds, including some really big names out there that say we have the most comfortable. Nay, said the horse, you do not. The Chill Boys are so comfortable. They're made of this bamboo fabric, which is just like made up of cumulonimbus clouds. It feels so good. It is so cool. And my groin has been super happy with me ever since I made the switch.
Good to know. Great for biking, hiking, fishing, working out. No wedgies, no chafing, no odor. You guys, you got to try these.
Go to chillboys.com. Don't forget to use that promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Hey, happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the Donna and Steve Show. On My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. I got some technical problems going on here, so talk amongst yourself.
I'm just looking at a very tight shot of Donna's palm. I feel like I could read her palm right now. your future is bleak.
Oh my gosh, look, you're gonna...
I have a camera in front of the thing that I need, so that's... Sorry about that. But I'm ready now, guys. Ready?
Yeah.
Good game! Things that make you go...
Sorry.
Yeah.
It's recorded hot.
It's hot.
It's all fun to do this show with you.
That's right, Big Nasty.
Thank you. Thank you, Dawn.
How does it feel to hear it?
Pretty good.
Okay.
I think it offsets my suburban, you know, if at the same time I am known as both Steve Pruderson and Big Nasty, that just keeps people guessing.
You know, in about two more years, this is totally going to embarrass his children.
Yeah.
They're already, the 10-year-old is already getting like, Dad.
Oh, good.
What are you? I'll see she's on a Zoom call with her class, and I'm like walking up behind her.
Don't do that.
Well, you should have told me that earlier.
Not on a class Zoom call.
Whatever, man.
I used to be embarrassed to kiss my mom goodbye because we didn't have buses. We just drove to school.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be like, okay, give me a kiss. I'm like, no, give me a kiss. Ah!
You know, I saw my son. I'll tell you about Jack Nicholson here in one moment. What he learned at my age, which was shocking. But I came home a couple weeks ago, and I have an older nephew who's like 13, and he was in the room. And then my little guy, Gray, who's 8, and I came in, and he went, Daddy! And then he, like, jumped up, like, ready to give me a hug, and then he kind of stopped.
Oh,
and so I noticed, like, a little bit of that, and then I was like, what are you doing? Get over here and hug your father! And then, of course, I, you know, made him come through, but I saw that.
See, it's starting.
Yeah, it started, well, in my 5-year-old, when she started vaping, this is like 2 years back, she started to lose a little respect and time for me.
Her name is Lil Nasty.
Yeah, Lil Nasty, that's right, Big Nasty and Lil Nasty. We'll be on cooking shows.
And... Right.
All right, here we go. When Jack Nicholson was 37 years old, he found out the woman that he thought was his sister was, in fact, his mother.
Mm. Oh.
I heard this a few years ago.
That happened
in an article.
A lot back in the day. Yeah.
Oh, I bet.
Teen pregnancy. It was okay, the mom is just going to, grandma's going to pretend
that she's the mom.
She's the mom. And then, we're going to send you away for a while, to a convent.
Oh.
And then you're going to come back and no one will know you had a baby.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Me no likey.
Yeah, I don't think that's great.
I just don't want to find out. I don't want to go like today from calling my sister Janie
to mommy.
Yeah.
Dawn, how did it work? Because you were a very, very young mom.
Mm-hmm.
So did you raise your daughter in your mom and dad's house?
Oh, yeah, because I was in high school. I got pregnant when I was 17. So I had her between my junior and senior year. So I did my whole senior year of high school with a baby.
How do you describe that senior year when you look back on it and people ask you about it? Like, what was your senior year like?
I mean, think about how tired you are from waking up all night. And my parents did not help me with that.
Oh.
So I did wake up every 3 hours and feed my baby. And then I found it really interesting that one of my teachers, because I would fall asleep at school, and one of them reported me to the principal and said, I think that she's on drugs. And it's like,
are you kidding me?
I was feeding a baby at 1 o'clock. 4 o'clock.
Yes. 7 o'clock right before you leave the house.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It was really, it was a little easier because my daughter's father had graduated and he was not a great part of the experience and chose not to be involved. So that was okay. But it was weird. It was like when I just watched Mayor of Easttown, the first episode.
Yeah, there's some young moms in there.
She's a young mom. And her interaction with her friends was the same for me. A lot of my friends just distanced themselves from me, and it's like I felt like I didn't have friends anymore.
Oh, so you could relate to that character.
I sure could. I was like, oh, my heart is breaking right now.
Right, because she goes to a party, and she's like, hi, guys. And they're like, oh,
they're like, hey, what are you up to? Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's a Friday, and I don't want to bring anyone down. And now
look, you've got a beautiful daughter.
Oh, my God. She's so good. She's running her own business. She is boss babe, and she is smarter than me when it comes to her money.
There you go. Going on.
Yeah. Right. Lots to be proud of. That's not a sad story
happy
at all.
Ending. There you go.
Yes.
Thanks for letting me ask. The word dilemma, let's learn. It originally meant a choice between two tough options. Three options was a trilemma. You could call a friend and say, I gotta have a trilemma I need you to help me with. And yes, if you had four.
A quadlemma.
It was a quadrilemma.
Oh.
And then a quintuplemma.
That's
so
fun.
Really, if you're having just a problem, say, I'm really having a lemma. Or maybe it's a una lema. I don't know. I don't know. I only speak English fluently and French.
Okay.
No one ever asked me to go into... And French is actually my native tongue.
Oh.
This is always... I always get a little tongue-tied when I'm doing this English show.
Well, that's great. Just read the next story in French, then.
Donna.
Oh, yeah, good idea, Donna.
Okay, all right,
use
fine.
Your native tongue.
Yeah, all right, hang on. Just give me a second, okay?
Oh, well, see, your native tongue, it feels like...
Hey, just chill out for a second.
Shout out to our friends in France.
And shout out to Google, which is what he's doing right now.
No, I'm sorry.
Google Translate.
No. My computer just went.
Oh, sure.
Okay, I'll see if I can... Bonjour, je m'appelle Etienne. Une personne moyenne fait environ 1 million de passes dans sa vie, ce qui équivaut à faire 5 fois le tour de la Terre.
All right, now what did you say?
Oh, sorry. I always forget that other people don't understand French.
Yeah.
The average person takes about 216.3 million Oops. Steps in their life.
Oh, I heard toilettes in yeah. there somewhere.
Oh, ferme la bouche. Sorry, that's shut your mouth in French.
Oui.
It is the equivalent of walking around the Earth 5 times. You walk around Earth 5 times. So if you're like,
incredible.
I never go anywhere, give it time. You do.
Okay, thanks, Steve.
Wow.
That was great.
Don't you mean messy? Rate me on a sexy scale.
No.
Ew. Well, just in my French tongue, guys.
But you got really close to the microphone.
Okay.
And look, you came in on the camera.
And I can see you.
Okay. All right.
And you're Rate very me. Tan today. And
I think that's my lighting. I can choose different lighting. Like, I can go to white here.
You seem like you have a little Gorbachev thing going on.
What is that? Right over there, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
I got to go put makeup on. I don't know what I did. Did I rub my head hard?
Oh, no. I bet you have shingles.
Donna!
How do you say shingles in French?
Yes,
le shingles.
Okay. Oh, God. You guys, Prince Harry was on Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. He's wanted out of the royal family for years.
Warm weather is finally here. It's summertime and the perfect time to join the Y. The Y has outdoor pools and splash decks at locations throughout the area for fun days with family and friends. And here's the best part. You'll get $5 enrollment and 25% off dues for the whole summer. Swim on over to ymcanorth.org and join today.
Hey, we're back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Boy, oh boy, Prince Harry is really making the rounds lately. I guess they're going to have a lot to promote. Don't they have that deal with Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he was on Dax Shepard's podcast, Armchair Expert, and he is still talking about how he's wanted to get out of the royal family for years. We have a little bit of a clip of him talking to Dax.
Well, it was in my early 20s. I was a case of, like, I don't want this job.
Yeah.
I don't want to be here. I don't want to be doing this. Look what it did to my mum. How am I ever going to, you know, settle down and have a wife and a family when I know that it's going to happen again? I've seen behind the curtain. I've seen the business model. I know how this operation runs and how it works.
Yeah.
I don't want to be part of this.
You were kind of cast into a movie without being asked.
Yeah,
your Truman Show would have to be the closest thing.
It's a mix between the Truman Show and being in a zoo. I think the biggest issue for me was that being born into it, you inherit the risk. You inherit the risk that comes with it. You inherit every element of it without choice.
Wow.
That's
I got goosebumps. I feel really bad because he said, he went on to say that there's, he wanted to break the cycle within his family after realizing that much of the way he was treated as a youngster was the result of how his own father was treated by Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip. And he said, I never really saw it and I never knew about it. And then suddenly I started to piece things together and go, okay, so this is where he went to school. This is what happened. I know about his life. I also know that it's connected to his parents. So that means he's treated me the way he was treated. So how can I change that for my own kids? That's part of the reason that he moved to the United States, and Meghan Markle assured him that she didn't need to be a princess because he was becoming, he had this like angry side to him. And so then he went and sought therapy and He sounds like a really reflective, articulate, you know, self-examining dude.
Yeah, and I think that the common quick response to this whole story of him wanting out is, oh, come on. You're a prince. You got everything taken care of. You know, it's very easy, I think, to look at that from through that lens of you're literally royalty. What are you complaining about? Whereas when he talks there with Dax Shepard about it, you realize that, no, he's really just a human being who is experiencing one reality while looking out. And on TV or at the playground as he goes by in a bulletproof vehicle, seeing normalcy.
Yes.
Normal childhoods and experiences. And then, of course, who are we to disagree with his own personal experience with the loss of his mother?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. He ain't never going back, by the way. That bridge, I think, is burned.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I think, like, I try to put myself in a position where I have disagreed with my father.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really painful experience when your parent turns you away because they don't agree with something you're doing or the way you're living. I can't imagine how much more trauma that is for him, knowing that he loves his father, but his father didn't do for him what he wants to do for his own kids.
And I'm guessing that situation with your father had to do with the decision to get into country radio. Was it that?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, you want to know what it was? I moved in with my boyfriend.
Oh,
who I was engaged to.
Oh, they didn't agree with that. Yep. Oh.
And I was living in another state, and I got to a point where I really needed my parents because I was having a medical scare.
Mm-hmm.
And just feeling like you can't reach out is just a terrible, terrible feeling. So I feel for this guy so much because his father is going to become king, right? He has to stay in the jail that he's in if he's to fulfill the expectations that were put on him by his own mother, the queen and father.
You wonder
it's very complicated.
Could they get together? Could Charles and Harry and William, for that matter, all get together and just say, even without the Queen, you know what I mean? Although I think the Queen has more of a soft spot for Harry.
Yep.
But if just the boys there get together, and could Charles get to a point where he says, look, I get where you're coming from. I don't see it the same way. I am continuing on this path. And we love you. And how about you sort of shut down interviews? You've had these opportunities to process this. And we will commit to doing things better and grow. I don't know. Am I being like naive there and thinking a conversation like that could happen with
not
the three
naive
of them?
It seems to me like Harry is the one who wants to continue to communicate and keeps trying. But he still has a right to live his own life, right? He has a right to speak his truth.
Sure.
You know, but I think that they find that hurtful. One of the things that he said is that, so when he moved to the States, he said, I can actually lift my head and feel different. My shoulders have dropped. Her shoulders have dropped. You can walk around feeling more free. I can take my 2-year-old on the back of my bicycle, and I would never have had the chance to do that if I were living in the UK. Because the press there, I don't think we even understand how brutal the press is there.
And to Dax Shepard's point, saying that it's to Harry, it's like you've been cast in a movie that you never auditioned for. You understand the pressure of celebrity. You know, here in America, we criticize celebrities all the time, anytime that they don't want the attention. And we're like, well, you got into movies, you got into television, this comes with it. Whereas we often forget the humanity of these celebrities as well here. And maybe they got into that because they love to perform and they love the arts, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's this double-edged sword that comes with fame. But at least with our celebrities, they have made a choice they have risked getting into that industry, realizing that there may be some drawbacks, whereas he was just born.
And, might I say, a lot of his success that he's experiencing or going to experience on these new ventures are a result of the fact that he is a member of the royal family.
Yes.
It's not just like some random ginger mm-hmm. off the street who's like, hey, I got this great idea for Netflix.
And Netflix, Reed Hastings is like, great, I want to meet with you.
Right.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of privilege that comes with even this new reality, this American life and all of that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if nothing else, it's cool. It's cool that he's talking simply because, and I'm no diehard fan of the royals, but it's just fun to hear from someone in the royal family, because generally it is so tight-lipped, it is so rehearsed, it is so a statement from the desk of the Queen, Her Majesty, and it's like, okay, I got nothing, nothing here. I think we need to get the Queen
yeah.
with Dax Shepard one time before she relinquishes the throne.
Yeah.
Get her a little tequila, and then just let's talk.
Let's get her talking.
Yeah.
Ah, man. What a journey, guys.
Meanwhile.
No, it's just... It's like I can't let go of the fantasy world of what it is to be in the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hear him talk so passionately and honestly about wanting to have a normal life for his kids.
Right.
And you've got to go, what is my problem? Just let it go. He wants to be his own person.
Yeah. You know what it is? Here, I feel like in America, that's our dream. Every little girl dreams about being a princess.
And we don't have that here.
Right.
We have everything else.
And the grass is always greener on the other side, you know?
Have you seen the chip aisle at the grocery store? Jeez.
All they do, they wear
we
gowns.
We have everything.
They wear gowns over there. We wear pantsuits over here. It's not as glamorous, women in power, as it is in Britain. It seems so... There's this mystique about it. Hell, they live in a castle.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Like, literally.
I'm going to start literally. Wearing a fascinator.
But is it that what kind of, called? Oh, that might make you feel better,
John. Remember the fascinator?
Oh, man.
It was really hot there for a minute.
I mean, and think about every little girl. What does she want to be for Halloween? She wants to be some kind of princess.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Frozen and all the Disney movies. Mm-hmm. Everything is centered around being a princess.
Right.
And it's not everything is cracked up to what it, you know,
yeah.
looks like what it's cracked up. What's the term?
It's
something
not what
about
you
cracking
said.
Up to be.
I just know that.
It's not all what it's
cracked up to be. There you go. Thanks, Dawn.
Nice job, Dawn. That was you. Dawn was a more
preserver.
Helpful. Yeah, that was good. I was just like, watch her drown.
Yeah.
You just swallowed water. It's going to happen soon. We're almost done with this. Let me just say one more thing about all that is I get it, Dawn, like that fascination with the royal family, because here, we have it also, I think, not everybody, but a lot of folks with celebrities where you see celebrities and you think they're living the life. So we hear from Harry, he's living this actual literal royal life, and turns out it's no life at all for him. And how many Hollywood stories have we seen where it just ends in isolation, this sort of personal prosperity, mm-hmm. and this this professional prosperity and this personal poverty.
Yes.
That is all happening at the
there
same time. And it just isn't, money can't buy happiness.
I know.
Can't buy happiness. It's like these elementary lessons that we just have to keep learning and learning and reminding.
People always, when we talk about the royals or somebody who's a celebrity, we'll always get an email and it's like, oh, cry me a river, they're filthy rich. What does that mean? That doesn't mean anything to me.
No. Yeah. Well, money, they say money can't buy happiness. I always say I'd love to test the theory, but it can eliminate a lot of daily stresses. And I think that's the nerve that it hits,
yes.
where someone who's listening says, if I could just have these car bills paid for and not worry about rent and all of that, I could go about living a more abundant life.
Yeah.
And so it takes away some of those worries. But then you realize once you check those boxes and remove the worries, there are all sorts of bigger voids internally,
yes.
that money will not fill for you.
Right. Exactly, Steve. And by the way,
whatever.
Shout out to our friend listening in Greece.
Oh, hi.
It's Will. He's in Athens.
Oh,
Big
Will.
Willie.
Hey, Will.
Big Willie.
Big Willie.
Oh,
it's
gosh.
Big Nasty to Big Will.
Oh,
big Nasty
God.
To Big Will.
Anyway.
We love you, Will. We got to go.
Yeah, we do have to go. When we come back, though, if you see something, you should say something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody saw something in a local park and it ain't good, but it made me laugh out loud. I'll tell you that. Tell you what it is when we come right back on My Talk 107.1. Good morning. Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Hoo-wee. Somebody saw something and they also said something. And after they said something, other people said something. I'll explain.
Hey, if you see something, say something. Oh, that is catchy, huh?
Time for If You See Something, Say Something with Donna and Steve.
If you see something, say something. Come on and party tonight.
Oh, boy. So there's this detour sign on West River Parkway in Minneapolis.
Okay.
Like heading under the Hennepin Avenue Bridge toward First Bridge Park.
Okay.
And there's a detour and there's some kind of device where it says, listen. And the message that was coming from the little speaker affixed to this trail closed ahead sign was so dirty.
Oh, no.
It was just like this dirty, dirty birdie.
Oh, my word.
Do not play it.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Mm. Even the clean version is filthy.
Uh-oh.
It's a male's voice for about 10 seconds explicitly describing himself.
What? I don't understand. What is this technology?
I don't know. Am I
really dumb right now? So there's a road sign.
It's like a motion detector that when it detects that there's a person there, this message.
So you
got to
be walking.
Yes,
you're walking here.
You're walking,
and
here.
Then all of a sudden you hear.
So this device
Steve
is designed to it's designed to provide audio guidance for the visually impaired.
Oh, I see.
So it can then be mounted on cones, signs, other safety devices, and automatically plays a custom audio message when it detects motion within 15 feet.
Someone manipulated the recording.
Oh, no.
It's so
what a
gross.
Dirtbag.
One woman said that. She had to cover her dog's ears.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, you know, I think of what if you're a parent and you're walking with your kid and talking about your day, and then this grade A pervy bullcrap comes out.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's why I'm saying something.
Thank you, Donna.
You're welcome.
Do you know, or do you think you may have any connections to the person who did it? I have a couple people in your circle that I feel like could have gotten it done.
Whatever.
I'm just saying.
It's terrible. All right, I saw something else. Okay, you know that that new movie with Lily James and whoever else, what's his name?
Sebastian Stan. The Winter
out.
Soldier.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
About Tommy Lee and Pamela Anderson.
Mm-hmm.
Seth Rogen is in the movie as a guy who stole the sex tape and tried to sell it.
Yeah.
Have you looked at what he looks like? Oh, Steve, he kind of looks like you with those pants, with those shorts.
Is this on his Instagram?
It is, and I put a link in there.
Okay.
There is a picture of him fully shaved. I would never in a million years know who he was.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it better?
Oh,
guess myself.
It's just different.
I don't know if it's better.
I mean, he's totally 90s.
90s dad is what it seems like. Wow. And he doesn't have glasses on.
Right.
No glasses, no beard. But, you know, all you need to do is tickle him and you'd find out. You would do that weird Seth Rogen laugh and you would instantly know.
Yeah.
It's so true.
Remember when last time we heard him laughing, we thought he was actually, it was audio of him dying?
Yes.
As he went midway through.
My boyfriend can do a really good
Oh, really?
Shut up, really?
Oh, yeah. It's
gosh.
What a goofball.
It is such a funny
It's so great. I will link that up for everybody at mytalk1071.com.
That would have been, you know what? I honestly don't know. If you just put that picture up and then said, who is this?
Yeah, I agree. Especially the second picture, because the first picture you could see his little mole that he has on his cheek, which I think is a dead giveaway. But the second one is like, whoa, who is that guy?
Oh, my God.
God. Looks like someone I went to high school with.
Something.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah. Donna dated this guy.
Wait a minute. Is that...
That's Seth Rogen.
I can't believe it. You mean like he has a mullet and stuff?
Yeah. Yeah.
I there.
That's him in the fit. That's him on the set.
I know, but I still cannot see Seth Rogen's face.
I know, it's great.
And the first one is like his head is cut off, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's the, you know, I think it's really the hair. There are other times that he has appeared on his own Instagram with just like stubble. So it's not just the lack of facial hair. It's that he doesn't have sort of his big, poofy, clown-like hair.
Oh, my God.
Gives me like a Krusty the Clown vibe a lot.
Really?
I feel like I'm trying to look at one of those things in the mall.
Oh, yeah.
That it's like, that's the a dolphin in there. Things.
Yeah.
Right. And I can't see it.
Just loose, let your eyes cross, and then it'll show up. He'll pop right out at you.
Fantastic.
All right, I have a message for our Greek friends that are listening.
Oh, yeah, we have another one, Steve. Yeah. Constantine and Will.
Yeah.
I don't even know if they know each other.
I mean, maybe not, but here we go in Greek.
Oh.
Γεια σας, Κωνσταντίν, και θα σας ευχαριστήσω για την ακρόαση.
I love that. That is, hello, Constantine and Will. Thank you for listening.
I thought there was going to be like an Opelopolis at the end of it.
There's always an Opelopolis at the end. Maybe. This is because we came to know Jesse Katsopoulos on Full House, who's from Greece. And then there was an episode of Full House where Jesse's twin, essentially twin cousin, Mikos?
Okay.
Came over.
Sure.
And he was like Jesse, but he had very greasy, greased down hair and
Jesse?
A mustache. It was Jesse. It was John Stamos playing both roles.
Stupid.
And it was really, really great. Has anybody seen the new John Stamos show?
No.
On Disney Plus, Shots?
Nope.
Where he plays an out-of-work NCAA basketball coach who got fired, and then he ends up coaching this high school girls' basketball team.
Oh.
I heard somebody give it some really positive marks. They said, oh, you telling me that we have to watch it with our kids.
Steve, I want to let you know, it's Disney Plus, speaking of that, I cried at the last episode of Mighty Ducks.
See that?
Aww.
See that? Was it? Do you want to expand on what it was that made you cry, or you don't want to give anything away?
I don't want to give anything away. It has to do with a big win and the mom and just the evolution of the characters and
they're doing a really nice job with that show.
Oh God!
It's a very right now. It's like a Hygge show. The only downfall is Mighty Ducks should have come out in November. It would have played really great as a November, December show with your cozy blankets on, but I'm loving it.
I love it. Donna, do you watch it?
I've watched the first two episodes, I think, and I liked it.
Yeah,
I just
it
never
gets
went
better.
Back to it. Okay.
Steve, don't you want them to just get together?
You do. Of course you do. But you don't want them to rush it, and I like that they're not rushing it. And I like that there's some stop and starts, and it's two steps forward, one step back. Or the other way around. That's good. I'm going to now tell you something in this final 45 seconds.
Okay.
One reason that people don't want to go back to working in an office is because of number two. They have really gotten comfortable doing that at home and doing it at work where the stalls are knee high and the boss might come in. Often there's no ventilation. Even more so, there's no air freshener. It's all very awkward, and people don't like that awkward feeling. It's like when you go on vacation, right, and everything goes out of whack. That's why people don't want to go back to work. They don't want to do it near coworkers. You got it, buddy.
Thanks for sharing that.
Absolutely.
All right, well, Dawn's going to go. Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Bye, Dawn.
Thank you.
Bye.
Don't forget, get out there and plant this weekend.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Okay, cool. We'll be back with some music news, I think.